is Linda Morris on the Vital Balance call, and today we are going to be talking about livers, the Kens and Liver Support, what to do for fatty livers, and what is a fatty liver, and pot bellies, actually. So I'm going to start off with a discussion from Joanne Stappensia's Complete Guide to Nikan Nutritionals and Skincare, which is an amazing guide. Whenever you want to reference anything about the Nikan Nutritionals or whole food nutrition, what that means, and just a lot of really great information. So I'm going to start off with Introduction to Weight Management, because this is the Vital Balance Eating Plan, and part of the purpose of this call is to not only have a plan for life, so you can fit into any of those clothes in your closet that you want to forever. It also can help prevent people from going on medication if their blood sugar gets off balance. So it's a guide to help remain as a prescription medication free as possible. And it's also assisting individuals to retain their memory as best they can and to recover from any things that might pop up in life, because it's amazing how sometimes things just continue to pop up in life. And it's great to have the support of this amazing group of people that are on this call to brainstorm ideas to get better, which is what we do on Fridays. So, Introduction to Weight Management. If all the hype and claims of the multi-billion dollar weight loss industry were set aside, the single principle underlying them all would be energy management. Simply put, a person's body weight is determined by the balance or imbalance between the energy they take in from food and the energy they expend. This simple concept, however, can become complicated in practice because of a myriad of factors that can impact energy use in the body. The following background information will help you understand the basic principles of weight management. What are calories? Calories are units of measurement for energy. They measure the amount of energy in food as well as the amount of energy our bodies use. The nutrients in the food we eat supply the calories that our bodies burn to move and stay alive. If the body takes in more calories than it burns, the excess calories are stored as fat, resulting in weight gain. If the body takes in fewer calories than it burns, it turns to its fat stores to supply the additional energy, resulting in weight loss, unless they've had carbohydrates in the last 3 days, and then it goes to that because carbohydrates are stored for 3 days. So that means if you have a carb festival for yourself and, say on a Saturday afternoon, then you do not want to get on that scale for 3 days because that's not going to change. Chances are really good that scale number is not going to go down in those 3 days. It may even go up. So just to remember to keep that in mind. What is metabolism and why is it important? Metabolism is the key to weight control. It encompasses all of the processes involved in breaking down the nutrients we consume and turning them into either stored energy, fat, or immediately available energy that is used on the spot. Think of it as an internal furnace that burns fuel, calories, and provides heat, energy, for the body. Just as a higher thermostat setting will cause the furnace to burn more fuel, a higher metabolic rate will cause the body to burn to more calories. That's why the bonus effect that we get from the Vital Balance and the 10-4 are so helpful with this program, because they help with our energy and our metabolism. The key to a healthy metabolism is lean muscle. Muscle is metabolizing tissue. Every pound of muscle requires 50 calories a day just for basic functions. More muscle equals more calories burned. Many weight loss diets are low in protein and lead to a loss of muscle along with body fat. Then when the diet ends, the body burns fewer calories each day than before, making it more difficult to maintain the weight loss. Successful weight loss, therefore, is dependent upon reducing caloric intake without compromising the nutritional factors necessary to preserve lean muscle tissue. It all starts with digestion. In normal digestion, the small intestines break down food from the stomach and then pass the nutrients through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream. The leftover waste passes into the large intestine, where the water is removed and the solid matter, feces, is excreted. In the meantime, the nutrient-rich blood from the small intestines goes to the liver, which further processes the nutrients and distributes them throughout the body. Among the liver functions that have a direct impact on weight control are the metabolism of fats, the regulation of blood sugar, and the synthesis and storage of proteins. So once again, you want to make sure you are getting half of your body weight in ounces of good Neekan Pimag water, living water, which is the water that your body uses 100% of because it recognizes it as what it's made of. Otherwise, things just don't go the way that you want them to. The obesity cycle. The typical North American diet is high in fats and toxins that over time accumulate in the liver and intestines. Once the liver and intestines become congested with fatty deposits and waste materials, nutrients can't be absorbed properly and fats can't be metabolized. This creates a reflection of our overfed but undernourished culture, a combination of malnourishment and obesity. Deprived of the nutrients it needs, the body responds by going into conservation mode. Slowing the metabolism to conserve fat stores, this becomes a vicious cycle that ultimately leads to obesity. In fact, the same eating plan, the original packets of food that actually were made from soy and contained sucralose, I had a couple of women that came to my house for a live blood analysis from a microscopist, and they actually found, or he actually was seeing in their blood, that they were malnourished. And he highly recommended that they get off of that program because their body was not absorbing any nutrients from that company's packets. He was actually telling them, you guys are malnourished. Even though they were, many of them overweight, they were malnourished. They were not extracting those nutrients. And that's the beauty of the vital balance is our body's like, ah, I like you, I understand you, and I'm going to use you. Fatty livers and pot bellies. Long-term liver congestion leads to a condition called fatty liver. In this condition, the liver becomes enlarged and swollen with greasy deposits of fatty tissue. Its ability to metabolize fats becomes severely compromised, and fats accumulate in the abdominal area, creating a pot belly. Fatty buildups, cholesterol, also collect in blood vessels and under the skin, cellulite. This contributes to high cholesterol and triglyceride levels and the development of type 2 diabetes. People with this condition will have extreme difficulty losing weight unless they cleanse the liver and stimulate its function through a liver tonic support formula. This process can take from 3 to 12 months, depending on the severity of the problem. Once the liver is functioning properly, weight loss will be much easier. Let me read that again because that is really important information that I think a lot of people don't really understand. So listen closely this time. Long-term liver congestion leads to a condition called fatty liver. In this condition, the liver becomes enlarged and swollen with greasy deposits of fatty tissue. Its ability to metabolize fats becomes severely compromised, and fats accumulate in the abdominal area, creating a pot belly. Fatty buildups, cholesterol, also collect in the blood vessels and under the skin, cellulite. This contributes to high cholesterol and triglyceride levels and the development of type 2 diabetes. You know, just that relationship of like, oh, it's not just the pancreas that's contributing to type 2 diabetes. It's actually the liver being congested. And people with this condition will have extreme difficulty losing weight unless they cleanse the liver and stimulate its function through a liver tonic support formula. This process can take from 3 to 12 months, depending on the severity of the problem. Once the liver is functioning properly, weight loss will be much easier. So a lot of times people say, oh, I'll just do the liver support for 1 month. Well, actually, after reading this, it's a minimum of 3 to 12 months. And it's something that I just take every day because I ran into a my friend, the microscopist at the gym about 2 years ago, and he said, oh, you have dark circles under your eyes. You're not taking your liver support. I'm like, how do you know that? I figure, well, I've been taking it for years. I don't have to take it all the time. So now I take it every day, 3 a day, to keep the liver happy. The key to weight loss is to create a condition of negative energy balance where the body is required to use its fat stores to supply the energy for daily life. At the same time, the body's protein stores, muscle tissue, must be protected from using from being used to supply energy. If not, the body will lose its most active metabolizing or calorie burning tissue. The more tissue that is lost, the lower the metabolism goes, until it becomes virtually impossible to create a negative energy balance for weight loss. This situation is especially common in repeat or yo-yo dieters, people that have been on every diet known to man throughout their whole life. The four critical components for weight control. Obesity is far more complex than the basic calories in, calories out model suggests. Physical factors that influence body weight include nutrient absorption, energy metabolism, body composition, and hormone regulation. Always comes back to hormones, especially for women, not that men don't have the same challenge. Each of these factors interacts with the others to create a complex system that ultimately determines body weight. The following four components are all key elements in creating successful long-term weight control. Cleansing and detoxifying the liver and intestines. If the liver ducts and intestines are coated with fatty residue, the body can't absorb nutrients efficiently from food. Regardless of the amount eaten, the body will not be properly nourished. This sets the stage for cravings and constant hunger. Once these organs have been cleansed and can function properly, the body will receive the nutrition it needs and cravings will diminish. Increasing metabolism and caloric consumption. Okay, so we have liver support, but we also need something to cleanse the intestines. So I do have access to another company called Blessed Herbs, and they have the most amazing fiber you will ever experience, and there is a five-day colon cleanse where you're really just using this fiber with water and organic apple juice, like every two or three hours. And the first couple days are hard, and by the third day, the results are like, holy cow, I'll keep going, because this is obviously doing really, 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 really amazing work. So if you want to know about that, you just have to call me or email me. I'm not talking about that right here. Increasing metabolism and caloric consumption. Increasing metabolism is like turning up the thermostat for a furnace. It increases the amount of fuel stored, which is stored fat, burned. Exercise burns calories and increases the amount of calorie-burning muscle tissue. This is why exercise is the cornerstone of any healthy weight management program. Conserving and increasing lean muscle mass. A body that is deprived of adequate nutrition during weight loss must steal nutrients from its own internal stores. When this happens, protein from lean muscle tissue is consumed in the body's search for nutrients. Because muscle is metabolizing tissue, the body's caloric consumption diminishes as its protein stores are consumed. It is therefore critical to provide adequate balanced nutrition despite restricting calories when losing weight. Maintaining consistent blood sugar levels. Blood sugar levels increase and decrease throughout the day according to our activity levels and the content of our diets. Low blood sugar levels are associated with feelings of low energy, which often leads to food cravings and/or binge eating. This situation is most common after eating foods that caused an initial spike in blood sugar, followed by a dramatic crash. Refined sugars and simple carbohydrates are the worst culprits for blood sugar crashes because of the speed which they enter and then exit the bloodstream. Complex carbohydrates and proteins are assimilated more slowly into the body and help blood sugar levels remain more stable. So, moving on to specifics on the Kenzen liver support. Supports liver detoxification and metabolism. The liver is the largest internal organ and the second largest detoxification organ in the body. The largest is the skin. This is why the condition of the skin often reflects the body's general health. It functions by filtering the blood and breaking down harmful compounds into harmless components that can be excreted from the body. It also produces bile to emulsify or digest fat oils in the diet. Studies indicate the liver may benefit from targeted nutritional support to assist in its detoxifying and metabolic actions. Toxins in the body, including prescription drugs, can cause liver damage. Poor liver function caused by damage or aging, liver function tends to decline after age 40, is not associated with pain, but the resulting accumulation of toxins in the body can be damaging. Magnetic and far infrared products cause toxin release from the tissues, increasing the load on the liver. Even other beneficial nutritional products such as Kenzen Joint can increase the release of toxins from tissue. Kenzen Liver Support helps clean the filter and maintain optimal liver function as other body systems heal. Kenzen Liver Support features the synergistic liver support complex, a combination of the artichoke bud and the root of the sarsaparilla plant. The artichoke component is made from the entire bud instead of a leaf extract, as in other supplements. It provides the optimal level of ingredients that studies show have a beneficial effect on liver health. Poor liver function can lead to skin breakouts and eczema, as toxins not handled by the liver try to exit through the skin. The liver formula can help clear up skin problems. Capsules may be opened and contents mixed with juice or water or food that is not heated. Now I'm heading over to Nikken's document library and the Nikken and Kenzen Liver Support Quick Reference Sheet, otherwise known as a QRS. Supports the liver's detoxification action, assists metabolism, high bioavailability for better absorption, rich in flavonoids, high yield blend, enhanced formulation, proprietary process, maximizes active ingredients, and it is gluten-free. Features and benefits: supports for the body's cleansing system, promotes healthy liver detoxifying and metabolism, complex of artichoke and sarsaparilla. These are naturally high in flavonoids, compounds that aid liver function. Made using patented two-part extraction process, yields maximum concentration of ingredients. Proprietary formula, support for a multitude of functions carried out daily by the liver. Superior bioavailability, ingredients that the body can readily absorb and metabolize. Natural, no artificial additives, preservatives, stabilizers, or solvents. The quick reference sheet, the facts. The liver is the largest internal organ in the human body, and it helps the gastrointestinal and circulatory systems to refine and detoxify food. Normal liver function is important to the entire body and for a healthy life. Regular liver function is necessary to remove toxins, contaminants that can be introduced into the body from a variety of sources, from food, air, water, even from medications, even from walking down the chemical aisle of the grocery store or Home Depot. If you smell it, it's in your body. Studies indicate that the liver may benefit from targeted nutritional support to assist in its detoxifying and metabolic action. Kenzen Liver Support features the synergistic liver support complex, a combination of the artichoke bud and the root of the sarsaparilla plant. The artichoke component is made from the entire bud instead of a leaf extract, as in other supplements. It provides the optimal level of ingredients that studies show have a beneficial effect on liver health. The special technique used to prepare Kenzen Liver Support employs two stages. It extracts the highest concentration of these ingredients without using a method that requires chemical processing, artificial additives, preservatives, or stabilizers. Liver Support is one of many Kenzen Wellness nutritional products designed to address specific areas of concern. The combination of a balanced diet and appropriate supplementation with Kenzen Wellness is a practical way to help ensure good nutrition. Recommended use, 3 capsules once daily, 20 minutes before a meal. If desired, increase the daily serving to 3 capsules taken twice daily before meals until desired effects have been achieved. Then reduced to 3 capsules once daily for a maintenance program. The quick sharing tip, the liver is one of the few organs in the body that is capable of regeneration. Even a damaged liver can repair itself at least 25% of the tissue is healthy, and if it receives necessary nutrients. So it's almost never too late to start taking good care of this vital organ. So if you have any information that you'd like to share or a testimony with the liver support, to unmute, it is star 6. And, you know, there's a lot of teenagers that start having breakouts. What do we do if you're going to recommend one thing? Well, recommend the liver support, because the skin reflects what's going on inside the body. And if you think of a lot of teenagers, the food that they're eating, the drinks that they're consuming, that's a lot of dead food. And a lot of preservatives, a lot of sugar. So that's why oftentimes the liver support, you know, sometimes as they turn into teenagers, they feel a little more sense of freedom. They have a little bit more money hanging around, so they can pick up things at the grocery store, the fast food that might taste good, but the body's like, help, help. Does anybody have anything they would like to share right now? Please go ahead. Star 6 to unmute.
Hey, morning.
Good morning,
I know
Barbara.
I used to recommend it 10 days in a row just to kind of flush the liver before people get started with a more serious, you know, nutrition.
Whatever they're doing.
Yeah, whatever plan they're trying to do. But now that I'm hearing all the things you're talking about with the fat in the belly, and I'm thinking it's also the visceral fat, that would be, you know,
which has been there for a long time, yeah.
A long time, exactly.
Well, that's why they say a minimum of three months.
A minimum of 3 months.
I know, and then I would tell at least one. Now it's like, ooh, three.
exactly. I don't know that I've, well, I do the liver support and the progesterol because of the digesting fat. So I do think it's made a big difference for me, but I don't know exactly which one's doing which. If that makes any sense, you know. But
Mel, I know you were having. Were you already taking the liver support when you're told to take? Because I know you're a
blood
type.
I'm not as dedicated to the liver support as I'd like. I like to take it in the afternoon on an empty stomach, and I forget. You know, I don't take it as much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I might do the 5 day, then couple of days off, and then I'm going to be bad at it now that I've heard
everything. Once we learn about it again, it's like, oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, exactly.
That's why I was when I ran into the microscopist and he's like, you're not taking your liver support. I'm like, how do you know? You think, oh, I've taken it so much, I don't need it all the time. But you know what? Before Neekin, I was on 6 medications a day for years. Before I found Neekin to help with my migraines and my allergies and everything.
Wow.
And, you know, I probably did some damage to my liver before I found Neekin.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
the first thing I do every morning. I have it on my nightstand with my glass of water. I have it 3 capsules. As soon as I get out of bed, it's just become that habit.
Well, now, too, I think it could help with liver spots and such. You were talking about clearing up the skin with rashes. Also, you know,
mm-hmm.
as we start to have this wonderful age, not getting old, but aging, you know, you start to have these little spots, these little friends come up everywhere. And so I think it also could help in that arena. I know... I started getting them, but they've stopped. They've just kind of maintained, and maybe that's also contributing to the liver support because they're not continuing to grow, you know, blossom or
they're not growing friends, right? Yeah,
having babies,
not bringing friends on board. Good point.
Yeah.
Barbara, when you were.
Barbara,
when you were talking about the, Linda, when you were talking about the fatty and the cholesterol, progesterol came right into my head, and you, Barbara, came right into my head, and how you started doing that, and it was a synergistic effect. And I just wanted to ask you if you muscle test that.
Oh. No, I...
That would be
well,
a no.
That would be a no. You mean together? No.
No, what I'm saying is, do you muscle test your intake, your supplement?
Not all the time, no.
All
I
the
do
time?
It, no, not all the time. I check it probably quarterly.
What do you mean
and
quarterly?
Like all my supplements, I go through all my supplements.
She doesn't check it every day. Yeah, I don't check everything every day either.
Really?
No.
Really?
Because I
find
them out
girls on the
every
move.
Day.
Your body's different every day. Every
you know
hour
what?
It's different.
It's foodlets. It's foodlets, and I've dished them out, and they are going to nurture my body, and they're going to
yes.
support everything that I'm up to.
Yeah,
so
but you might
I,
have to take less. That's what I'm looking towards.
Oh, there you go. There you
yeah,
go.
And some days we might need more. I remember muscle testing one gal, and it was up to 12
yeah.
a day. And I'm looking at it. Of course, I know that she likes her wine. I think she's even told me about her neighborhood condo association. They have 4 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4 o'clock every day. And you know, she has a lot of pain, and it's like, yeah. Your body's saying you need 12 a day.
Some days I need 7 joint. Some days I do.
A joint or
yeah, joint. Liver support.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need 5.
Mhm.
Liver
so.
Support. 5 liver support.
Yeah.
And
wow.
you have to remember,
now, yesterday,
people do not have a gallbladder. If you don't, if your gallbladder has been removed, for the joint complex to work and to be stimulated, you need to take the liver support.
Correct.
So no gallbladder, you need the liver support.
To work with the joint.
Especially for joint. And probably for more stuff. That's just an obvious one.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, Heather, because I came back from my trip, and I just immediately started doing double shots of progesterol. I didn't think about, you know, 3 to 5 of joint capsules either.
Our liver support, yeah.
Liver support.
We're mixing
right.
our thing here.
Whoops. Yeah,
and blessed herbs, I started mine yesterday.
You did.
I did. So I was very glad to hear that today, because it's at the end of the Mayan calendar, and we kind of cleanse at the end. So I decided to do all of my stuff. My, you know, very dedicated. And I started my Blessed Herbs toxin absorption thing.
I do get a discount that I can pass on to people on that. So if you're wanting to clean that liver, that colon, actually.
Yeah. It is an awesome, awesome, awesome process.
It is.
Very astounding.
It's astounding. That's a good
point. Very astounding.
Like, holy cow. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy cow, I had that in me? Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad I don't now.
Is that from the 70s? No. Yes. Okay, we'll stop the call recording on that note.